This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said the technological base is rapidly being prepared for achieving Viksit Bharat. Delivering a convocation address at the IIT Hyderabad this morning, the minister said the next generation is to garner the fruits of these advanced technologies. He exhorted students and young professionals to aim for designing a technology or manufacturing a product better than the rest of the world. Mr. Vaishnaw said the first indigenous semiconductor chip will be rolled out this year.
The first manufactured in India chip on a commercial scale will be manufactured in this year, 2025. The way we have created the talent pool, the way we are promoting the design, and the way we are going deeper into the capital equipment and the materials required for semiconductors, India will become one of the top five semiconductor nations in the world in the coming years.
Highlighting the India AI mission, he said free data sets and others are being uploaded and thousands of people are being trained in the use of artificial intelligence. Mr. Vaishnaw will be reviewing the progress of the railway manufacturing unit at Ghaziabad and flag off new train from Kachiguda to Jodhpur, Bhagat Ki Koti later during the day in Telangana. Union Minister of Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said India is destined to become a developed country by 2047 and every citizen has a role to play in achieving this goal. He was speaking at the 7th convocation ceremony of IIT Palakkad in Kerala today. The minister urged the students to take the lead in building world-class infrastructure across various sectors, including transport, housing, medical facilities and agriculture. Highlighting India's growing presence in the global digital space, Mr. Pradhan said that Prime Minister Modi envisions an inclusive and ethical digital public infrastructure across the country.
This country has destined to be a developed country by 2047. Every citizen had a role to play in this 2047 target. We have to develop world-class infrastructure in the transportation, in the housing, in the medical facility, in the education, agriculture, in any other economic activities. We have to self-reliant on the technologies. We have to self-reliant on innovation. We have to self-reliant on the food security.
The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has issued notices to tech companies Google and Meta in connection with the online betting app cases. Sources said the ED has summoned representatives from both the companies to appear before its Delhi headquarters on Monday. The agency is examining the role of digital platforms in enabling promotion of these online betting apps. Six people lost their lives and 19 were injured in two separate accidents on the Yamuna Expressway early this morning. Senior Superintendent of Police Mathura, Shlok Kumar, informed that the first accident occurred at 3 this morning when a minivan collided with a truck, causing six fatalities and two persons with serious injuries. Just an hour later, a private bus travelling from Delhi to Madhya Pradesh overturned, injuring 17 passengers. Eight of the injured were admitted to the district hospital in Mathura, while nine others were taken to SN Medical College in Agra. All injured are reported to be in a stable condition. In Sikkim, the holy journey to the Kailash Mansarovar is going on smoothly through the Nathula Pass. The sixth batch started their journey today to the Tibetan Autonomous Region from the Nathula. So far, four batches have successfully completed the yatra, while the fifth batch is on their way to Gangtok after completing the yatra. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Tom Barrack today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, the Druze community. Moving on to sports, in chess, Grandmasters Koneru Hampi, D. Harika and R. Vaishali and International Master Divya Deshmukh have stormed into the quarterfinals of FIDE World Women's Cup, scripting history as India became the first country to have four players in the tournament's last eight stage. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with England in the second ODI of the three-match series at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.